Blog Talk Radio.
Because you know I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, 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 bass. Yeah, it's pretty clear, I ain't no size two, but I can shake it, like I'm supposed to do. I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass.
All right, welcome everybody to Cool Chick Radio. I'm Tracy, the hostess with the mostest, and I am joined by my oh-so-sexy Miss Angela.
Hello, I feel like I haven't talked to you in forever.
Well, it's because you've been such a jet-setting lady who's driving cross-country to rescue puppies?
That's not why I went, but it happened while I was there, yes.
Well, we'll just say that that's why you went. That way you're one.
Yeah, I did a lot more than just that. But yeah.
Do tell.
It was
Oh,
God. I don't even know where to begin. I don't know, where do you want me to start with this?
Well, let's see. I know that, you know, you were having a tough time, so you needed to kind of get out of here. So
yes.
Why don't you kind of tell everybody how you decided to go where you did and how the trip went getting out there?
I'm doing a radio show. Don't look at me like I'm crazy. Sorry. So I decided that I was going to leave and go to Ohio. A lot of people question Ohio and why I would go. Well, the last time I went to Ohio, it was for an AOW function. And for those of you who don't know about the AOW, well, you should. Anyways, I'm not even going to go into that. But, yeah, I decided I was going to go because the last time I was there, like, that's where I felt, like, the most complete and, like, the most happy when I left. So
right.
I decided that's what I was going to do. Well, nobody knew I was going. Like, I didn't tell – I still haven't even told my, like, my family that I was there. I just up and went.
Well, I think
yeah, they may or may not have found out. I'm not sure. But, yeah, I left and – I had fun while I was there and learned a lot of things while I was there.
Yeah.
And these puppies were in the street, so I decided that I was going to steal them. Not really steal them. Okay, so I can't exactly say what I did, but I can tell you that they're in a much better place. And they were covered in fleas, and there's, like, cigarette butt burns on their asses. Like, these dogs don't even know how to go up and down the stairs. They're clearly not potty trained. Like, they didn't have food and water. And if I could have took, like, the other five, I totally would have. But, yeah. Three out of, like, the eight are safe. Because I kind of just took them. I kind of just said, I'm throwing these puppies in my car and I'm leaving and we need to leave now. So, yeah. That's what I did. But I saved more than puppies. I saved my friend and brought my friend back with me too. So,
Nice.
Yeah, it's all around great trip.
Sounds like it. I know that the puppies are definitely very, very cute.
Yes, they are. They're 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
And there was three females, and I took two of them. Like, the two that are more inseparable than the other one was. But, like, the two I have are just, like, they can't even function without each other. It's ridiculous.
Aww.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, I had one that was at the bottom of the stairs and one that was at the top of the stairs. And, like, the one at the bottom of the stairs was just sitting there crying.
Mm-hmm.
Like, well, then start climbing, asshole. Shit, you'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. But I'm better now that I'm back.
Yeah. Good. I'm glad that you're better.
Other than sick, I'm great.
Mm-hmm. That's no good.
What have you been up to? How was your pageant?
Well, that was actually extremely exciting and very amusing, because when I got to the pageant venue on Saturday, I got all situated and I had my youngest daughter Haley with me. And we're sitting in the audience and we're all just like, yeah, this is gonna be awesome. All of a sudden the pageant photographer comes up to me. She's like, hey Tracy, our auditor didn't show up. Would you be okay helping keep score? I'm like, what? I'm like, you guys trust me? She's like, well, yeah. Okay. So I ended up inadvertently keeping score at the pageant. It was super cool, though, because I got a ringside seat and I got to, you know, be up close and personal with everybody. And I got to see Melanie on stage and I got to be there when she got her extremely special crown. So she didn't win her division. She actually got something a little bit, what I deem a little bit more important. She actually won the community service crown, which means that she did more volunteering, imagine that, than everybody else. So it's really, really cool.
Yeah.
She's actually a community service ambassador, which I think to her, I think that that title really meant a little bit more, because it was a complete surprise to everybody. She also took People's Choice.
Oh, that's awesome.
So, yeah, she, and I'm telling you right now, like, I can say now, because, you know, obviously the pageant is over, her score and there was only one other woman in her division, they were literally, like, 1 point away. So they were neck and neck, battling back and forth the entire time. So, I mean, she did great. She did really, really great.
Well, that's good.
I did have to laugh when I did see that she was wearing boots with her evening gown. I thought of you instantly and thought you would definitely appreciate that.
Oh, absolutely. Come on, now.
I'm like, oh my gosh, Mel, really? But she owned it.
Pageant life, but I totally get it.
Yeah, I was very proud to see her be crowned.
Yeah.
So now,
yeah.
Now I'm just prepping for mine, and because mine's coming up here in 3 weeks when I go to Nationals.
Well, that's
so
exciting.
If anybody wants to send money, send money. Or if anybody wants to pay for my room in Madison, feel free. I'll give you the information. Just feel free to pay it.
Right.
So that's another $200.
I just drove through there.
So yeah. Other than that, just kind of, you know, now that I don't have my part-time liquor store job, it's a little weird today being able to get stuff done. So I've just been swamped with meetings and phone calls and emails and follow-up for everything else, because Twin Cities Weekend, actually, our show debuts Sunday at 9 a.m. on Channel 45 in Minnesota.
Nice.
So, very excited for that. Now they're wanting episode 2 right away, which is really funny because we do not have episode 2 at all. So it's going to be really interesting next week.
Huh.
No. So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see what happens because I'm going to be out of town this weekend. Well, for just Friday night, but yeah, it's going to be
I seen an interesting Snapchat of you the other day.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I it was very different. I was not expecting it. You looked very happy.
Yeah. I've caught a lot of shit for that one. But that's all right.
Nailed it.
Yeah. It was super funny, the number of screenshots with drawings being sent back to me. Like, really, guys? Really? But yeah, that's actually I'm going to a football game in Grand Forks on Saturday. So we're
nice.
Driving out on Friday night. So that should be fun.
Well, that's exciting.
It's good. I mean it's nice to kinda get out of here and clear my head, and especially this week has just been overwhelming with I feel like things are just being flung at me, and I'm trying to, figure life out as fast as humanly possible. And I don't know. We'll see what happens. The other question I have, what are you doing tomorrow night?
Nothing.
Because they are doing a premiere for the movie Bad Mom. And I think we need to get a group of women and go.
Okay. I sent you a message on Facebook, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Anyways, so you want to get a group of people and go see Bad Mom, huh?
Yeah. I thought it'd be awesome, especially if y'all got wine.
Oh, God. You want me to get wasted and go into a movie theater? That's such a good idea.
No, we're not going to get wasted and go into the movie theater. We're going to drink in the movie theater because we're classy.
Oh. Oh, yeah. For sure. We could get a bunch of those little bottles from the liquor store, like the little six packs.
Yeah.
That'd be the only time in my life I use a purse.
Well, you've seen my purse. I could get
Can I just bring a flask?
Yes! See, you could totally get away with that.
Of course I could.
But yeah, those Tetra packs of wine, they look like juice
right.
boxes. Those fit perfectly.
Huh. Interesting.
So, yeah, things are just interesting all over the place, aren't they?
Yes, they are. See, I shouldn't send you stuff while we're on air, should I? It's like interrogation 101. But yeah, that's my current situation.
Okay, then. Approve of the current situation, I think. I need to learn more about this current situation, though.
Oh, I know you do. And I was going to call you, but, Yeah. Life happened.
How well I know that.
How what?
I feel like the poster child for life just happened to me.
Right? Oh, man. Yeah, I don't know. I did learn over the weekend that Fireball is not my friend.
How could you?
It never will be my friend. I honestly, I cannot stand Fireball to begin with. Like, it's never been.
Warm is gross.
Do what?
Warm Fireball
Do
is
what?
Gross.
Fireball in general is just fucking disgusting. I don't know how people drink it or why.
It is delicious. As long as it's cold. And you do a shot of it. anything else.
Yeah, no, it has to be free. I can do like a shot here or there, but over the weekend, like my AO drug friend had the fireball that like basically from like the bar where it's tipped in the thing upside down and then you just pour it.
Oh, yeah.
Every single time I turned around, literally, there was a shot of fireball in my face, which is fine for them. But for me, oh my God, fuck that. Like, I don't like fireball that much. And I think it's like an AOW drink. Like, it's just like AOW, like fireball should be like a sponsorship with the AOW because they love it that much. And I was just like, no. This is Japanese. Fireball's an Ohio thing? Yuck.
False. Fireball's not an Ohio thing.
Fireball is cacas in a glass, and it's just gross, and I think it should be, like, boycotted, and it's just nasty.
No! Have you ever had Jim Beam fire? That is gross. Because you get the...
I would rather drink an entire bottle of Gold Sugar than drink Fireball.
Ooh, that sounds like a baby waiting to happen.
Oh, that's disgusting. I don't speak that kind of curses.
Well, you drink the gold flakes, you're bound to have a fuck trophy. Trust me.
No, I've already got 3 fuck trophies. One of them's from fucking keg stands and fucking bottles of Jose Cuervo.
See? These babies happen when bad decisions are made. Things happen. I don't know.
Yeah.
So last night I was at Walmart getting stuff to make a cheesecake, and I happened to wander into the electronics department, and I officially decided that I absolutely need and cannot survive without a 75-inch TV in my living room.
What?
So that's my new goal. So then I had to text that to a certain someone that I'm going to buy this TV, and eventually, you know, it'll be his job to figure out how to hang it up. He thought it was funny. I'm like, no, I'm serious. What are you doing? Lost her. Where's Poopy?
Hi, you've reached Angela Grace with Cool Chick Radio. I'm unable to answer the phone right now. If you could please leave.
No! Oh, I was. Well, this is quite the predicament. I don't like them. Well, what the heck? You guys are going to be stuck with me.
Hi, you've reached Angela Grace with Cool Chick.
What happened to the reception?
Hi, Hi, you've reached Angela Grace with Cool Chick Radio. I'm unable to answer.
This is just weird. All right. I'm just going to keep trying.
Hi, you've reached Angela Grace with Cool Chick Radio.
All right, let's go to a song break until I can get this figured out. We'll try this one.
Hi, you've reached Angela Grace with Cool Chick Radio. I'm on.
Hello? Fluffy pillow.
We fixed it. Yay.
God.
So weird.
That's so weird.
Funky the monkey. So, what do you have going on this weekend?
I honestly don't even know.
Nice.
I know, it's like a first. Like, I can't think of any bands that are playing, and I can't. Oh, well, Ash is from Stone is playing in Burnsville for an all-ages show, but otherwise, nothing. I'm not running away.
Well, that's awesome. I am...
I have no idea.
You sound a lot better. I like that very much.
Yeah. Yeah.
So whatever the reason is, perhaps it's, you know, the puppies, the trip, the drive, or something else, but you just sound a lot better.
Yeah. Oh, I had an interesting friend request come through.
You did?
I did.
Oh, goodness.
Now, here's my thing. And then I'm going to get it off my chest.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody that I know pretty much knows that I deleted my last Facebook account and made a new one.
Right.
Certain individuals felt as if I just deleted them or blocked them, and they were really upset about it, and here we are almost a year later,
mm-hmm.
and I got a friend request from mm-hmm. somebody who used to live in my house.
Oh.
And so I accepted it, trying to be the bigger person, and I sent a message. I let it sit for a day, and I sent a message today, and I said, you know, look, here, I'm going to bring up the bad blood because I think it needs to be addressed, but I hope mm-hmm. you're doing okay. I hope the kids are okay, X, Y, and Z.
Right.
This person comes back with, like, this I'm a hierarchy kind of response,
oh.
and I was trying very hard not to laugh. Because the whole, like, I'm 34 and I'm more godly than ever. Take your fucking religion and shove it up your fucking ass.
Ugh.
Sorry. I don't give a fuck if you're Lutheran, Catholic, Wiccan,
mm-hmm.
go fuck yourself, I fuck Buddha in the asshole. I don't give a fuck what you are. If you're a shitty person, you're a shitty fucking person. And that's just how it is. Like, there's no way. I don't care what fucking God you pray to. That your God obviously can't fix the fact that you're a fucking piece of shit. Because you're still a piece of shit. So,
well, I think
yeah,
in some
like,
cases that could be guilt by association.
Right.
If you're picking up what I'm putting down.
Right.
Yeah, I definitely don't agree with the whole, I'm so much better now. Oh, look at me, I go to church. It means I'm awesome. No, it doesn't mean you're awesome.
No.
It means you're a sheep.
Right.
Not that everybody who goes to church is a sheep. I believe the sheep are the people who are telling everybody that they're so much better than everybody else because they go to church.
Right.
No. Normal people are like, yeah, I go to church, whatever.
Like, I was just, like, so irritated when I read the message back, like, mm-hmm. yeah.
Yeah, I don't blame you. That would be pretty pretty off-putting, quite honestly.
Yeah.
I mean, there was no apology or humbling or anything like that?
No. No.
Of course not.
No.
Hmm.
Well.
Interesting.
And, you know, still continue to try and use my family for babysitting needs and whatever else, like.
Mm-hmm. Super.
Whatever. You're still a piece of shit. So.
That's just your bad, you know.
Well, it's like, my thing is like, how many people in your life do you have to lose before you
right.
realize that you're just fucking shitty? So, yeah.
Well, honestly, when somebody's in that kind of situation, they probably don't even know that they're not being, you know, they're definitely not bringing their A game. And that's pretty sad, because especially because this person, and, you know, and I do know who she is. She has a lot to offer. She's just really lost and doesn't know it.
Huh.
You know, and it's too bad because, I mean, you were so nice to them, and for them to really take advantage of it, it's pretty low.
Yeah.
That's not cool at all. But wish them well. Hope for the best.
Story of the life. Yeah, buddy. Oh my god, my nose is so fucking stuffy.
Why?
I don't know if it was like going from there to here, like weather change, climate change. It really wasn't that much of a change. But then I got back and I had to mow my grass. Well, it was so high I had to mow it at a 6, and then I mowed it again at like a 4, and then I mowed it again at a 3. So like I literally spent like 5 hours mowing the grass yesterday. It was ridiculous.
Wow. That's pretty crazy. That doesn't sound like fun at all.
No. No, it does not. Gotta do what you gotta do, though, right? My hand.
Yeah. Well, if you want to come over and mow my lawn, feel free. Any goats?
Yeah, okay. Oh, and then, okay, so I'm gonna do a scenario for you.
Okay.
And no, it has nothing to do with me. So don't even think it does. So say there is this guy, and he is well known for being a Casanova.
Go on.
But he is continuously messaging you on Facebook and texting you, telling you how he's so intrigued and so interested and wants to know more and yada, yada, yada. So you and this person are at the same place, and this person is supposed to come back to your friend's house with you and calls you and says that their headlights are not currently working, or the one headlight's out. And because they had a couple drinks, they don't want to drive. But yet, this person is Snapchatting that they're at another bar and then a house party. But has yet to tell you that, basically, sorry for standing you up and being a dick. What do you do?
Are you looking for punch him in the face?
I gave my advice on the situation. My advice was let it go. Like, just let it go and don't even try to date and or go and hang out with this person when this person has a track record of doing this to people.
Here's my thing. And I've learned this the hard way several times. When you hear rumors about people, they will do one of two things. They will either prove the rumors to be true or prove the rumors to be a bunch of shit. If they prove the rumors to be true, you need to run. Not even walk, not power walk. We're not talking even mall walking. Run in the other direction.
Right.
Look back. Don't even worry about it, because it's not worth your time at all, in any way, shape, or form.
Right.
Yeah, it sucks when people get sucked into, because, I mean, you know, anybody who's like that, who's like a player, they're very good at what they do. Honestly, anybody who's a player, I would love to employ them as a salesperson, because they would be fantastic at it. I don't like when other people use others' emotions and kind of, you know.
That's what's bothering me.
Right.
Because, like, both of these people are my friends.
Okay.
And to know, like, I know the one's track record, and then, like, seeing the other one upset and hurt by the other one's track record when they pretty much new and we're informed. It's kind of like sucky, but I mean, you got to learn on your own too. So,
yeah. Well, yeah, but again, I mean, you know, when somebody proves to you that, you know, in fact, the rumors are true, it's no longer a rumor, that becomes fact.
Right.
And that's the part that sucks, because then I think you just kind of feel stupid, And then there's kind of those residual, well, maybe it's different, or maybe it's just a situation, and you don't want to believe that, you know, you kind of were a dummy, but it happens.
Right.
You know, it happens to the best of us, and it's okay, because we're human, and it's okay.
Right.
You know, just learn from it, and do the same thing over again, even though I do it constantly.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay, I have a question. I think not only do we need to talk to people with joint Facebook accounts, but we need to talk to people who are perpetually in love every other week with somebody else.
Oh, my God. I know, like, five people that I could interview.
See? I just think, I mean, really, is it because, and I did have to laugh today because I saw a quote, "The heart wants what it wants." Really? Does it?
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't know. I mean, I don't want to sound bitter or jaded about love, because I'm not. What I do think is funny is, how could you fall in love that many times? I mean, seriously, what are these people doing that you're meeting that is so incredibly life-changing that you need to drop the love phrase all the time?
Right.
I don't understand that. You know, every other, or in this, my,
or I always love the when those types of people end up in a new relationship, and it's the, "She's everything I never had." That's what you said about the chick that you were with last week, dumb fuck. Like,
oh my God, we're getting married. Are you really? Does marriage?
I really think she is the one. Do ya? I think she's it. I really think I found my long lost love. That's what she said a month ago.
Yeah. And sometimes I guess I've seen, maybe it's because I was married and divorced, where I don't think it's cute or funny that people are like, "Oh my God, we're totally going to get married." Do you understand what the fuck you're getting into? Have you thought about it? This is maybe that's what's wrong with marriage today, is because it's like a thing, like a, "Hey, let's go get coffee. Want to get married? Awesome. Sounds fun." And then you forget, oh,
right,
it's not always fun.
Right.
You know, it's not fucking lollipops and unicorns. Sorry.
Right.
But I don't know. It just annoys me. It just drives me nuts when people are like, "Oh my God, I'm so in love." I mean, granted, can it happen? Sure. I guess. But
right,
when you have to post on Facebook every 5 seconds that you're so in love. Oh my God.
Or every other week you're in a new relationship. And you're so in love.
Yeah.
And then, like, she becomes your woman crush Wednesday.
Right?
Ooh.
Right. we just got a message that someone would like to know where our hard hitting Q&A session is, because you did post that ever so interesting question earlier on Facebook.
Oh.
I know.
Which one? Because I posted two questions.
Well, let's just pick one and start from there.
Question and answer session. Let me... Okay, so things that you can say to your dog. Is that the one we're talking about?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So I was listening to, I was watching kind of something along these lines, and it was just super funny, so they caught my attention. Mm-hmm. So I posted the question of the night. Things you can say to your dog but not your significant other on Facebook. on Facebook. And we got quite the responses.
Mm-hmm.
I mean...
What?
Somebody had posted, "I love you," which just made me freaking giggle. Because, you know, why not?
Mm.
Get off the neighbor's dog. You put on some weight. Get out of my crotch. Yes, I am a girl. Quit smelling my ass. If you have to tell your dog don't lick me there, you got a problem. I'm sorry.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Why do you insist on dragging your ass across the carpet? Where you been, you goddamn bitch? Well, come on. Yeah. And I know guys that say that to girls all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I could do that. Hey, bitch, are you in heat? Thank you for always being there for me. Who wants some peanut butter? You, and I'm quoting this because this is exactly how it's wrote.
Mm-hmm.
You stupid faggot, go lick your dick somewhere else. You sick bastard, stay off of my bed.
Oh my.
Yeah. That's awfully aggressive.
Yeah, it is. That's very aggressive.
Okay, so, and then the gum job, oral, what are these? Oral sex gummies to cover your teeth.
Okay.
If you need to have gum job teeth covers,
mm-hmm.
you obviously are not giving head properly. Just saying. Yeah. I can't even like.
Is there like a blowjob professional we could do a class at the studio with?
Dude, that'd be hilarious. I would totally be. I'll teach people. I don't care. Well, yeah.
I don't think we'd have a problem getting people in to the studio. I think they'd be totally okay with that.
Right? I don't know. I just think it... Seriously, like, we talked about this the other day, too. Like, me and my friend Jace, we were talking about... Well, y'all know Jace. Jace from Gabriel and the Apocalypse. We were talking about blowjobs the other day. If you can't give a... Okay, hold on. I just thought of a really funny story. So, I was informed of somebody who, if you are a younger male having sex, do not ask the female that you're having sex with, do you just want me to rinse it out? Because they didn't bring more than one condom.
Oh my God.
Yes. So, I think we need to do another question and answer worst things said during or after sex.
Wow. That would.
Do you just want me to rinse it out? Like,
rinse it out. Huh.
I want to know how many kids this person has.
Well,
because if you're running around...
Well,
what?
He didn't flip it inside out.
That he mentioned that too.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Yeah.
Awesome.
Right. If you are having sex and you can't figure out that you can't rinse out a condom and put it back on, then maybe you shouldn't be having sex.
Yeah.
This is the 20-year-olds. Way to go, kids. Making us proud.
That explains a lot.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he probably should just be wearing patchouli and running around with a man bun at this point, but just me, just my opinion.
Yeah. Wow. That's disturbing and scary all at the same time.
Right.
Like, I'm not even sure. Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Interesting.
Real
okay.
smart kids nowadays. Yeah.
Well, I appreciate the commitment to shenanigans and bad decisions. That's, you know, strong commitment to it right there.
Right.
Maybe even possibly a little too much commitment to bad decisions. I don't know. Wow.
Pretty much.
Good. I rinse
yeah.
out. Like, I don't know how I would react to that. I'd be like, okay. I mean, do you immediately regret having sex with that person in the first place if they say something?
I would assume so. I would definitely assume so. Again, wasn't me, but I couldn't stop laughing when I heard about it.
Yeah, that's wow. I guess I honestly don't know how I would react in that.
Pretty much.
That's interesting. Rinse it out.
Can we just like rinse it out?
Was it the guy that said that or was it the girl?
Yes, it was the guy.
Oh, even better.
Yeah.
Why are you guys barking? It's not even, there's no need to bark.
I ask my new dogs that all the time.
Little excessive, guys. What are you doing? No, maybe they're just like, yeah, I'm awesome. Listen to me. I'm going to bark. Oof. I don't know. So I think we need to start planning like a big event at the studio. And I actually got a really, really, really good, it was actually a great suggestion that I'm almost kind of thinking we should do a monthly event. It was actually somebody had suggested we do a wine and beer tasting.
Yeah.
And have, you know, like sell tickets. So I was like, wow.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Sounds good to me.
Hell yeah. So yeah.
Can you just rinse it out?
Oh my God. I would seriously, I would die. I would freak out. If somebody said that to me. How?
I think the best was she had told this person that she's like, you know, like she like up and walked away after all that or whatever. And he started crying. So I'm not sure what's worse, like the person crying before, during, or after sex. Like.
Okay. Let me recap and wrap my head around this. So he offered to rinse out a condom and then cried when she walked away because he was too stupid to breathe.
Yeah.
Okay. Seems legit.
Makes sense, right?
Well, that's definitely not somebody you want to breed with.
Right.
That would just be wow. Just wow. That's actually impressive. That's an impressive amount of stupidity.
Oh, I know.
Huh. What would you do?
I have no idea.
I don't know if I would laugh or cry at that point.
I have not a clue.
That's weird. Maybe he was gonna like rinse it out and then flip it inside out, because that's super classy then.
Oh, absolutely. Maybe throw a little butter in there. Well, take some Pam cooking spray, spray it in there.
Yeah. And keep it classy all the way.
Just for sure. A little spit on it.
Fucking yeah. Or conditioner.
I would just, you know, use their tears as a lube.
Yes. That's romantic.
May as well. Little bitches. What is with the dudes nowadays? And like, oh God, I can't even get into it. It's fucking like, it's like hipsterville. Like everyone all of a sudden has like these super sensitive fucking emotions. Like, get the fuck off your hierarchy.
Right. I don't know. People are.
She said no. She hurt my feelings. Oh God. Fucking little whiny ass bitch. Jesus Christ.
No, some people just need, you know, maybe they weren't hugged enough or spanked enough.
Right.
You know, I just blame participation awards.
Right.
It's just that way. I don't know. It's definitely weird. I fear for my kids.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, what's even worse? When our kids are dating, what are they going to bring home?
I don't know.
That's scary. That is some scary stuff right there. Because, I mean, seriously, like, ew. That's not good.
I can wait.
Mm-hmm. Forever and ever and ever. I know there was one thing that she was 12 at the time. She had posted that she was just going to be single forever. Like, you want to get your license first before you decide that?
Right.
Yeah, I'm just going to throw it out there. Yeah, it's just, everything was just awful. And oh my gosh. Really? No. Life is crazy. Absolutely crazy. And then we have kids. And we were convinced that was a good idea.
Right.
I don't know. So many things to think about. You know what I mean?
Too many.
Pretty much. Is there anything going on next week?
Mm-hmm.
Things going on.
I have to look at my schedule, as it is not anywhere near me. So.
Okay. That's cool.
I know we have our AOW Bachelor of the Hunger event in like 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. How's the planning going for that?
Oh, just gotta find porta potties in the dumpster, and I'll be good. Yeah.
Are you hoping to find somebody to donate it?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll just have to put it out there and see what comes back.
Yeah.
Or maybe somebody will know somebody with that stuff. Because that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah.
What size of a dumpster do you need?
A big one for the weekend.
You know, maybe you should contact your garbage people and ask them if they would donate a dumpster for the cause. You know, and count that out. Who do you have for garbage?
I don't know.
Because I know, I think Ace does stuff like that. So they might be willing to hook it up. Which would be awesome.
Aren't we always?
Hell yeah. You sound like you're half awake now.
A what?
You sound like you're half awake. You falling asleep.
Oh. I am beat. Absolutely beat. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
A long day.
Yeah. Was it a good day?
It was. I think I just need to get...
All right. Well, since we're both kind of a little tired, I think we can end it a little couple minutes early. People will survive without 2 extra minutes of But yeah, think about going to Bad Moms tomorrow. It should be fun. I think it'd be a good time.
Damn right it would be.
Hell yeah. Because I definitely have to see that movie. Even though I already...
Just let me know.
Okay.
I can go. All
right. Well, you get some rest, little lady. And I'm glad that you are better. And back from your little adventure to Ohio with all of your extra little trinkets that you brought back. And the puppies. And we will talk very soon because we appreciate everybody who listens to Cool Chick Radio. And eventually we'll even get the programming straightened out when I actually have to steal my computer back for my son.
Right.
Awesome. There's a bunch of stuff that I can't do on my laptop that I need my other computer for, and my son stole my computer, so I have to steal it back. Fantastic. Until then, make sure that you find us, like us, love us, and share us on social media, because Cool Chick Radio likes to be liked and we love to be shared, but only on social media. Social media is the only place two women actually like to be shared, because if you try and share us both in person, we will punch you in the junk. Everybody have a good night. Get out there and make those bad decisions this weekend, and we will see you next week, people. Peace.